Hello everyone and welcome back to another Pony and Wolf Productions video. My name is Visual Pony and today we are reading the story My Mommy by Serena. Actually, this is a story from the year I became a My Little Pony YouTuber. Oh my word. And as always, here are all the lovely people who keep this channel alive and enable me to read these stories. And you know what is going to come here. If the button under this video is still red, then we would very much appreciate it if you pressed it and subscribed to Pony and Wolf Productions. And now let's get into the meat of the story because I know I am annoying you. Written in love. The room was crowded with talkative fillies and colts as Miss Cheerily sat down at her desk. She looked up to see that the Cutie Mark Crusaders were enjoying themselves all too much with planning their next troublemaking Cutie Mark finding adventure. Over in the other corner, Diamond, Tiara and Silver Spoon were chatting away about shopping most likely, while Snips and Snails were in the middle row, cracking jokes with Twist. Suddenly the dismissal bell rang, and the all too energetic pony sprang to the door. Cheerily spoke up before any of them left.
Okay, class, before you leave, I need you to turn in your report of who you think is the best pony ever in history.
A flurry of papers hit her desk as her students nearly trampled each other to get out of the classroom. The papers piled up into a stack that towered over the desk. She smiled and shook her head, wondering where they got the energy. She started to try to organize the papers when a little, grayish-purple filly set her report onto the teacher's desk, away from the rest.
Here you go, Miss Cheerily.
Miss Cheerily put the paper on top of the others.
Why, thank you, Dinky. You better hurry along now. I bet your mother is waiting on you.
Dinky smiled wide.
Okay. Bye, Miss Cheerily. Bye, sweetie.
Miss Cheerily watched as the little filly bounced out of the door before returning to organizing the papers. Miss Cheerily placed another paper into the growing pile beside her and looked up. The clock read 4:15 p.m. The fuchsia mare rubbed her head and looked at the papers she had left.
Only a few more papers, Cheerily.
She mumbled to herself, wondering why she ever assigned so much work when she had to read it over once they finished. She grabbed another paper and looked at it, scanning over the words slowly. It was Dinky's report.
My Mama by Dinky Doo. I have the best mommy ever, and she's the best pony ever. My mommy's name is Ditsy Doo, but most ponies call her Derby for some reason. She really likes muffins, and sometimes I get to bake them with her, even though most of them don't come out so good. We can't bake muffins too often because mommy says the stuff that makes them is expensive, but that's okay, because when we do get to make them, it makes baking with her even more special. Mommy sometimes says funny stuff to ponies. It always makes me giggle even if she's serious. She said one time that she was going to throw muffins at me if I didn't clean my room. I did, but I still thought it was funny. My mommy works for the Ponyville post office. She used to deliver packages, but now she just delivers the mail. The post office is a really long walk from our house, so she has to leave really early, so I usually get ready for school by myself. But that's okay, because she always leaves me breakfast. I love when she leaves me an orange, because those are my favorite. My mommy can't see very good, but the postman lady said that's okay and hired her anyway. I guess that's why mommy doesn't fly a lot because of her sight, but she's really good at sewing. For Heartwarming Eve last year, she made me my own mail-carrying bag, and inside there was an orange and peppermint. I was so excited. I carry that bag everywhere I go now. It makes mommy smile to see me with it all the time. My mommy smiles a lot too. All the time I see her smiling, even though sometimes I know she doesn't mean it. I never tell her that, though, because I'm afraid it would make her sad if she knew I knew about her fake smiles. It's probably because of the mean ponies that call her names and laugh. But mommy usually ignores them. But sometimes I hear her crying when she thinks I'm sleeping, and I wonder if she's always crying on the inside. But then I know she's not always crying, because when she smiles at me, she means it. And when we do stuff together, it's the funniest stuff in the world. Like playing in the park, drawing and blowing bubbles. One time I was coming home and I saw our mailbox was broken. Mommy said it was an accident, but I still think it was some mean pony again. But that's okay, because maybe they just didn't know better, like when Mummy sometimes breaks things too. But even though she breaks things, my Mummy is still the best pony ever. She's even the bravest pony ever. She sticks up for me all the time, even to the really mean ponies. She's even super nice and smart. She lets me work at Miss Roma's tomato stand sometimes, and sometimes when she's not paying the bills, she helps me with my homework. But what makes my Mummy the best Mummy in the world is because she's my Mummy and nobody else is special like her.
Miss Cheerily put the paper down and wiped away a few stray tears from her eyes. She set the paper on top of the others. That little filly really does love her mother. Bits of memories crossed her mind of her own mom when she was just a filly. A picnic lunch here, a trip to New York there. They used to do everything together. After she discovered her cutie mark, her mom always took her to teaching conventions. But even before then, when she was just a filly, they were attached at the hip, either writing poetry together or drawing. How long had it been since I told my mother I loved her and how much she means to me as I was growing up? And even now, how much she means to me? She thought about that for a moment. Then the mare opened her desk drawer and brought out a blank piece of paper. She grabbed a pencil. Dear Mom.
Hello and welcome back to Common Time with Visual Pony, where I remind you that you can support Pony and Wolf Productions through the links down in the description below. Every dollar helps is needed and very much appreciated and helps to keep the lights on around here. And no, I'm not some Micro Machines man and let's just stop this. I'm actually crying right now because stories like this about mothers and stuff, you know, that's really hard for me personally to read because some stuff happened and before my mother died, we didn't talk for quite some time and had to do with my stepfather. There was some argument there and she took his side basically and then we stopped talking for a while and then just one day my father knocks at my door and is like, your mother's dead. So I have serious regrets there. Very, very serious regrets. And I can only say this from the bottom of my heart, that I loved my mother and that you all should tell your mothers that too, and your fathers too, that you love them, because even if you have a fight with them, then if something were to happen, then they died without you guys having made up, and believe me, that is the worst feeling in the world. Sincerely yours, Visual Pony.